Welcome to Scott Asmore, the man and everything in between. I hope that, and I'm pretty sure you will enjoy our topics within this podcast. It focuses on the man in midlife and how important it is to kind of reevaluate our lives through finance, through parenting, through our spouses, and just reevaluating in terms of getting to know who we are again in this stage of our life. Well, welcome back to Scott Asmore and the man and everything in between. I want to again thank all my listeners. This has been a very exciting journey, and it's been made possible by all of you, and I want to extend my gratitude. I'd like to pick up where I left off on my other podcast, and that's talking about relationships and connections. You know, relationships and connections are very important, as we mentioned last episode, and it takes effort to keep these relationships, friendships, connections. That takes effort in most anything that we do. And the one thing that I reflected back on was that, you know, you want a person to help support you and to encourage you and to give kind words. And with that, I take that from the Bible, in that we have to watch what we say to one another as to not tear someone down, but to build them up, to encourage. And so it may take time to decipher, or it may take some monitoring of what we say in order to get a positive result from a person, from our connections, or from our relationships. And I encourage all of you to just kind of digest what people are saying and take a few minutes to think before we respond, because we always want to encourage a person and not tear them down. And we always want to support that person and not give them reason not to go forward with what they're thinking about or what they want to do. And one person comes to mind, and I do have a surprise for you in this podcast, but one of my dear friends, Jamie Harris, I had dinner with her last week, and she is been a friend of mine for 47 years. So we've been friends since we were 8 years old. And as I was talking with her, these encouragements and supports really, really came into play, because I had been talking to her about some issues, you know, just been going on and this and that. And she actually just listened, didn't give any advice, gave some words of encouragement. And it was just very refreshing, because I think we tend to always want to give advice and we don't really sit and listen. But with my friendship with Jamie, like I said, it's been 47 years, that aspect of listening and encouraging and supporting has always been there. And so if she's listening, I want to especially thank her for that. And then taking these things, it's building stronger connections and building relationships, encouraging others and supporting others. And today, I'd like to introduce my wife, Jane. And hello, Jane. Her and I had been talking about this, relationships and connections, and especially connecting with one another, connecting as spouses, significant others, and especially in midlife, where, you know, it can get kind of taken for granted. It can get kind of, lack of a better term, stale, or you get too comfortable with one another. And so Jane has been doing some reading and some, you know, research in terms of connections with people. And she has found some very interesting aspects of relating to one another. And so I told her, I said, I would love to have you on the podcast. I just finished a podcast talking about relationships. And here, you know, you have been reading about it. And so she accepted my invitation. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. First off, I want to say how proud I am that you have launched this podcast. It has been something that I know for the past year we have discussed, and I have supported you and encouraged you to, you know, do this. It's so out of the box for us, especially being that we're not very tech savvy. So shout out to your manager. And but thank you for having me. I think as we get into this season in our life where we're, you know, empty nesters, you don't have that hustle and bustle of the kids and their schedules. You still have life, but it gives you a little bit of time to pause and reflect on, you know, what's important. And, you know, we had to reconnect. It was a challenge when both our kids were out of the house. And it's just, we had to remember, oh, that's right. We can go to dinner where we want to go, or we could do whatever we want to do. And because everything was very kids, you know, centric in our home. But now we can actually kind of reflect on ourselves and think about what's important. And as human beings, we are made to have relationships, you know, I guess, relationships. We are made to be with people. I mean, that's why God created man. That's why he created woman, to be the helper, to be the companion, to be the partnership. And, you know, God doesn't want us here by ourselves. So that's why it's so important to foster your relationships, whether it's with your spouse, your family, friends, coworkers, you know, if you're working in you know, community, church. It's important to navigate that, but you have to navigate it in a way where, you know, you're not, it's not a negative, it's a positive. Okay. You are encouraging and growing and listening. That's so important that you said. You have to listen.
So what was the significance of delving into the relationships into a deeper level? Because we all have relationships, you know, we have relationships with neighbors and friends, but you seem to have taken it to a different level, a more meaningful level. So what was behind that?
That's a good question. So two things. Number one, someone said to me, you know, you look at life like a yardstick. And when you take what part of your life you've already lived, and I could take a look at it, I'm well past over half of that yardstick. And then that kind of gives you the aspect, a visual aspect of this is all I have left. And what is important to me? And yes, I've, you know, got a lot of nice things and, you know, we go on, you know, fun trips, but those things fade quickly. And what starts to become important, I realize, are my friendships, our marriage, you know, focusing back on people, because it's people who make us feel
fulfilled,
contentment, joy, you know, somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to. I think those things are, it helps you grow.
It's nice to go. It's nice to have your things. And I think it's the age old. It's better to have those things with someone rather than be on your own.
And not
because from what you said earlier is that we need the connections. We were made to have relationships.
Yes. And so when I look at that, I said, okay, so now I took a look at that. And then the second thing that kind of intrigued me was, you know, my sister and I, we were talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions and whatnot. And she had received something from her doctor saying that you need in your life 6 connections every month, you know, whether that's with friends, you know, your spouse, gym, charity work, whatever it is, you have to make these 6 connections.
And that really was something that really caught my ear, is because I've never heard about the making a number, a set number, each
month. I don't even know if it's real or not, but I mean, when I start thinking about it, you know, I'm writing things down like, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, my life is just basically work, you know, come home, grocery store, go to dinner, you know, be with my family, your family. And, you know, I started thinking about that. I said, am I being intentional with my friendships? And that's a key word, intentional. Am I making the effort? Am I being a good friend? And what am I bringing to the table? How can I help serve them?
Well, which goes back to encouraging and supporting.
Correct. In a positive way. And if they're in trouble, you know, if a friend's in trouble, you certainly want to be there to listen. And if they need advice or want advice, you know, I'm there. But it's being that intentional friend to check in on them and say, I'm here. You ever need to have a listening ear, I'm here. And so I think about that. I think about, okay, so I have to be more intentional with, you know, the parent friends we fostered, my friendships from my 20s, my college girlfriends, my sorority sisters. I'm starting to reach back out to them. You know, our church friends and, you know, friends that I do charity work with. So I'm trying to like really be intentional in keeping in touch with them, fostering that. And I feel better about it now. I did the first month.
I was going to ask you about
that. I had eight connections, and this month we're, you know,
we've had a couple of dinners. So are you at your six connections?
Next week I will be, but I'm going strong. And, but also I think it's important that, you know, you and I as a couple, we have to be intentional on how we spend our time, because it's easy to become roommates. You know, we love each other, but we get, like you said, comfortable, and we have to just really work on aspects of that too, you know, rebuild it, keep that foundation of why we got married, what brought us together. And of course, our faith that we share is paramount in that relationship.
So the way that we started, we realized that we needed to like kind of reconnect, especially coming off of COVID. Kids were gone. The kids were in their schools, and Alexander was, you know, getting his job going and everything. And so we realized that we need to reconnect, and we started thinking of different ways to reconnect.
We did.
And I think one of those ways is that the grocery store, as minute and simple as that sounds, like I never wanted to go to the grocery store. Usually one of the kids maybe would have gone with you, but for me, I looked and I said, you know what? That's a way that her and I can, A, get out of the house, do something we need to do, and do something we need to do together. And so it's, you know, I think that was a start for us as the grocery stores, because I don't like grocery stores.
No, that was a challenge because you would go hungry to the grocery store, big mistake. And we would buy a lot of things we didn't need, but it was fun.
It was
a lot of fun. And I just remember one time we were at Walmart and the line was so long, you wanted to leave the cart there and go home. And I said, no, I had to kind of coax you into the fact that you had all these fun treats in the cart and that we needed them in the pantry. So I think it was just, we had some fun. And I realized you did have a very short attention span when it came to grocery shopping, but I appreciated that you came with me. And it was just a mundane thing that you can do to connect. It doesn't have to be something big. It can be as small as, you know, going together to gas the car or, you know, run an errand. It's being with your spouse.
And I think when you're talking about something big, I think what really was a catalyst and that's really put this connection into high gear was
my surgery
a year ago, February. Yeah. February 16th will be a year ago mm-hmm. that you had that major surgery. And I mean major, it was double jaw surgery.
It was, and I couldn't talk for 3 weeks.
Or eat. Just liquids.
I was anxious about the surgery itself, and I was anxious about you taking care of me.
And so we were together in Santa Barbara for 3 weeks, no family, no friends. I think Alexander came the first few days to kind of help us, but it was, you were solely dependent on me.
I was.
And I had to be there for you, and I wanted to be there. I had told you that, you know, from the year that prep up to it. But I think that was really that really got us going with this connection. And it was just you and me taking care of one another as well. You took care of me too, you know, in your own way. And
I was a good listener.
Good listener. And so it was a good event for our relationship.
It was a good
event. And it was also a good outcome for you. Yes. It was a necessary surgery that you had put off for a while.
My whole entire life. But I have to say that journey for me and for us, it really strengthened our bond. And it just reminded me of, you know, why I fell in love with you, you know, and it brought a closeness to us that, you know, as you get older, you want to be with somebody who can take care of you.
And somebody you can communicate with and talk to, which leads me to remember when we were young and we would go to dinner. We were what, 29, 30, 31 years old?
Really? Or... give your age
up? Yes. And we would go to dinner with people that were 55 or 60 at the time. And we would look around the restaurant and what would they be doing?
Not talking.
And with their fingers, twiddling their fingers, looking around. And what did we say?
We didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
We didn't want to be that couple. And I think we did become that couple for, yes, a time.
Absolutely, we did.
And I think we both laughed that we became that couple. And then we realized we had to change. And change is hard because you get comfortable in you know how you are. And so again, it's being very mindful to make that change. And I think
to work at
about it. You have to work
at it. As I had said in the last podcast, it's working. You want a result, you have to work at it. You want a certain weight, you want a certain way the house is, you have to work at it.
You have to work at your marriage. And so I think for us, it brought us closer together. And I think now we're more in tune with one another. Definitely I'm more in tune with you. I think it helped when I couldn't talk because I really had to listen, and I listened and I heard you. And so I think through that, this idea of the podcast was launched. And when I could talk, I encouraged you to do this.
Because I could have easily talked myself out of it.
Oh, yeah. You're good at talking yourself out of it. And I think just doing this podcast right now together is another layer aspect of us connecting. Right. And I'm sharing in something that I'm really happy that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. And as I mentioned in my last episode of relationships, is that keeping that journal and looking at that journal of what drew you to that person? What were the attributes, characteristics? What were the what positive things that drew you either to your spouse, to your friendship, to your significant other? And read those. Don't just write them down. You read them periodically to keep your mind fresh as to, you know, why you're with that person, you know.
And that's intentional. You know, you have to be intentional. Taking a journal or a diary of some sort, whatever it is, to write those things down takes time. And that's what today, it's finding that time. And time is precious because it can't be bought. And it is something that just gets very fleeting. So you want to make sure it counts. So definitely writing in a journal and getting to know yourself helps you also get some discernment when you are picking your friends, because sometimes, you know, people change, things change, and
circumstances change.
Circumstances change, absolutely. And so, you know, who friends change and whatnot. And while you're there to listen and be positive and maybe give some positive direction, if it's not going in that if it's not bringing something positive to you, it's maybe, you know, saying, okay, well, this is discernment now. Maybe I need to take a break from that and move in another direction. And it's just kind of helping each of us create boundaries, because we live in a society where everything is advertised on, you know, Instagram, or, you know,
it's Insta TikTok.
TMI, you know, too much information. And sometimes we just have to have boundaries with people and ourselves. And, you know, it's good to have relationships, absolutely, but also keeping in mind the boundaries that, you know, it's a positive, it's bringing the contentment, peace, and joy. Because if it isn't, then it's not fitting into your, you know, maybe that person isn't the right piece in your life right now.
And boundaries are very important. I think I have learned about boundaries later in life as opposed to earlier in life. I didn't really understand what keeping those boundaries or building those boundaries, and they're not a negative. It's not a negative. It's just making sure that you yourself are protected as a person, you know, and just setting the limits to what you can and cannot do, you know.
Very true. And so, while relationships are important, you're probably your most important relationship is your marriage. And then your children, your family, and then it's, you know, moves on to, you know, the friends and all the community around you. But it does help your marriage when you have that support system. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your friendship. I know now you and I have more to talk about. We seem to, you know, laugh more and you know, it's opened us up.
And it's also too, I'll add on to that with spouse and children. For you and I, it's been our developing our deeper relationship with Christ, because we are very Christ-centered. And that's another relationship that you have to work on. You know, mm-hmm. You need to, read the Bible and study and, you know, walk the word. That's part of another way of working at a relationship. You have to see that as a relationship as well.
I completely agree with that. What I like with you and I is you have your own devotional and I have mine, and I like sharing that with you. And I love when you tell me what you've heard or learned, and you know, I share. It's great, and it's a wonderful way for us to connect. And then helps us connect through our walk in life, and then how we, you know, spread that joy that we have in our hearts with everyone around us. So it's, you know, I think that's the whole intent of God and why he created all of us, is so that we have this fellowship together.
Exactly. And with that being said, you know, it's not been a smooth road, you know.
Never is.
It never is. I mean, and we don't claim to be the experts on anything with this. It's just you and I have, you know, gone down. We have some miles behind us, and just would like to share those.
Years, you have miles exactly. Behind you, and
it's just that we truly want our listeners to know that you know, you're not alone. Doesn't have to be alone, and connections and relationships are important. And I think COVID didn't help us.
COVID was hard. It was good and bad. It did slow us down, but brought us to a halt. And it really did help us connect again as a total family. But it seemed like we were severed from people. And it went just way too long.
And now it's building that. Now it's building.
Now we're coming back. And I think that's what I have such excitement about now is, you know, it gave us time, especially myself, to have a perspective on, okay, we were shielded, we were isolated. And I realized just kind of how lonely it was. And it was not, you know, you get stuck in that rut. I mean, this was for a couple of years. We were kind of isolated. We were afraid to be with people. And now today it's like, I can't wait to spend time with people. Like tonight, we're going to be going out with some friends and I'm really looking forward to it. And
well, we're on this journey of six connections a month. Right. So
I think this is the third.
This would be the third.
Third or fourth. I can't remember.
So let me ask you this before we... for our listeners. So is it six connections as couples or six connections individual? Like, so we each have, this will each be our third. Now, do we go and do a connection on our own or?
You do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Well, just like I said, we're no experts. We just play one on TV.
Play on TV, actor portrayal. No, I think it's just, you know,
it's however, just get those six in.
Six in. And whether it's with couples or whether it's you're with your friends on your own, I think it's just getting you out of the rut that we've been in the last few years because of COVID and getting ourselves to remember what brings us joy. You know, it's people. Of course, first and foremost, it's
inner self.
It's inner self and your faith. But then after that, it's really the connections with people. And so I look forward to, you know, having, you know, coffee with my girlfriends, or I'm going to be going to Los Angeles next week. And I'm going on a girls trip, which I haven't done in probably 10 years with my sorority sisters. And we're looking forward to it. So, yeah.
Well, good. Well, I want to thank you and I hope that you'll join me again. of course. I want to thank all our listeners for listening. And remember what I said in my first podcast, that you're not alone and that I want you to look at everything, see everything, listen to everything, and hear everything. Until next time. Scott Asmore and everything in between. I hope you join me again. And please, if you've enjoyed this podcast, leave a review or a rating. And you can follow me on Instagram at ScottAsmore5. That's the number 5. We can get a little more insight on Scott Asmore, the man, and everything in between.